Time now for another in the ongoing series we call Buzzwords. Over the summer, we presented some of the pet phrases of the presidential candidates at the time, nine Democrats and President Bush. Well, now we have another Democrat in the race, retired General Wesley Clark, and joining us again is Slate's chief political correspondent, Will Salatin. Welcome back, Will.
Thanks, Mike.
Remind us of how this dissection of a candidate's language works.
Well, buzzwords are keywords or phrases that candidates use to spin the issues and make themselves look good. A buzzword has a superficial meaning, but underneath that meaning it has a subtext, a coded message to attract certain voters. And a buzzword also hides something voters don't like. A classic example is the word choice. Democrats use that word to hide the fact they're talking about abortion. Republicans use the same word to hide the fact that they're talking about school vouchers or cutting Medicare.
All right, let's see. What are General Wesley Clark's first buzzwords?
Hands on.
Here's an example of him using the phrase on CNN.
I think the American people are looking for hands-on leadership experience. They're looking for a proven track record in leadership.
What does he mean by hands-on in this case?
He means I've got practical experience.
And what is he hiding?
As a four-star general, what I've had my hands on recently is a desk.
And the subtext?
I'm the only real man in this race.
Okay, what are Wesley Clark's second buzzwords?
Contact group.
Give us an example.
Well, Mike, in June, Clark was on NBC's Meet the Press, and he was talking about the contact group that was assembled to deal with the warring parties in the former Yugoslavia, and he suggested extending that to the current Middle East crisis.
I think you need a Middle East contact group because I think peace in the region is in the interest of all the countries in the region.
And as examples of that, Clark said in another interview that Syria and Iran could be in the Middle East contact group.
Well, what does he mean by contact group in this case?
He means a regional group of nations with whom we can work out big problems.
And what is he trying to hide?
Working with Syria or Iran is nothing like working with Tony Blair.
And the subtext?
Talking solves everything.
All right, and the final buzzwords from Wesley Clark.
Hunger for leadership.
Give us another example.
Last month, Clark said on CNN that, quote, as I've gone around the country again and again, I find just an enormous hunger for leadership.
So what do you think he means?
The public wants me.
And what does it hide?
What people are hungry for is jobs, healthcare, and education. But I don't have much to say about those things yet.
And the subtext?
I'm running for president because all the other candidates are wimps.
Will Salatin is Slate's chief political correspondent. Thanks, Will.
You're welcome, Mike.
You can hear Will Salatin deconstruct the buzzwords of the other nine Democrats and President Bush. Go to our website, npr.org.